This is AM 1710 Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The AM 1710 Radio Magazine is brought to you by
United American Bank in Half Moon Bay. United American Bank, simply better banking.
And by Olifano Technologies. Olifano Technologies for all your computer and IT needs. Visit them at olifanotechnologies.com.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by the Thrift Store. The Thrift Store at 515 Kelly Avenue. The Thrift Store, helping seniors on the coastside.
And by Kibbles and Gifts. Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Dr. Ray Shepherd Dentistry. Dr. Ray Shepherd, where they bring your smile to life. And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I would like to test your physical reaction to words and phrases. April 15th, deadline for filing your taxes. Did you find your pulse quicken and blood pressure go up? The politicians tell us we have to pay our fair share, and yet each year total taxes go up and up and up. So just what is fair? Last year we played an interview on something called the Fair Tax Initiative. And since it is once again tax time, here's a replay of the interview we did with medical doctor Ken Smith, volunteer state director for the Fair Tax Initiative.
What this is a proposal to eliminate the IRS by replacing that tax system by no longer doing income tax, instead doing a national consumption tax. And by doing that, we would be able to eliminate pretty much, well, anything you consider income tax at federal level would be eliminated. That includes the estate tax, gift tax, corporate income tax, individual income tax. FICA would be not withheld from people's paychecks. They'd be able to receive their entire paycheck. That's basically a quick summary.
So in other words, when you say a consumption tax, would it be fair to say that it's a sales tax?
It's a sales tax, right, a national sales tax, using the same mechanisms that are already in place. In most of the states, I think 48 of the 50 states have already a state sales tax system, and we would just be plugging into their system, paying the states a little commission for doing that for the federal government. But this would be applicable to all new goods and services, not used goods and services. So in other words, people could buy their clothing, for example, at a Goodwill store and not pay any tax whatsoever. They have their entire paycheck to spend. People will not have that onerous responsibility of, we waste so much money each year in just complying with the ridiculous tax code that we have right now. Even within the last 13 years, I think something like, there's been like a 30% change in the code. And we've come from a code of 400 pages in 1913 to about 76,500, I think is the most recent figure for 2013.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I understand that there's a bill pending in Congress that deals with the concept of the fair tax. Can you explain that to us briefly?
The bill is entitled H.R. 25. It's the Fair Tax Bill of 2013. It's been introduced in Congress multiple times over the, about 13 years, in fact. It's been in House Ways and Means Committee. It's been there. It's been kind of tucked under the table, not completely addressed. Good folks in the country, like former presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, who speaks very, very fluently about the benefits of the fair tax. The only way this will ever fly, frankly, is if there's enough of a grassroots effort from all the folks who are suffering now through our current tax system.
Now, if a person wanted to actually get more information on that bill and either see it, read it, have their questions answered, is there some place they can go to get more information?
There's two specific sites that one can go. There is thomas.gov. can look at any bill that's in front of Congress. You can type in H.R. 25 in the search field for that, and you'll find the whole bill out completely at that source. The other place that we like to direct people is our favorite, probably the most definitive site is fairtax.org, and there's tons of questions there that are answered.
If a person wanted to join with others or talk to others who are in the area, how would they go about finding people that believe the same way that they do?
We have a state group of leaders who are available to help out. We do have a website, CA4, the number 4, fairtax.org as well. So that's another source. You can find a list of all the different people from the different districts around the state who are involved, and we're willing to receive calls or inquiries from anybody. I just want to take a little time to talk about a recent issue that's come up, which is typical how Congress works. We have about 74 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives right now. I think it is exactly 74, and we have 8 sponsors in the Senate bill. The Senate bill is S-122. House bill is H-R-25. Many of these congressmen talk about being sponsors or co-sponsors of a bill, and then they don't move it along through the process because they're too afraid. They're very, very afraid of this horrendous thing called the IRS that made slaves of our country.
Part of the goal that you have and your organization has certainly is one of educating people. And I understand that there's a film in the offing that basically is going to put this in a way that most people can understand it and be emotionally impacted by the information. Can you briefly tell us the name of the movie and how it's coming along?
Yes, the movie is entitled Unfair, The Movie. So you can Google that and see a 2.5-minute trailer. And the gentleman that has produced the movie, I've gotten to know, and he's done a tremendous job driving around the country in a bus and interviewing many people. It is a very succinct movie. It's going to be a full-feature documentary, of course, 90-minute documentary. And the format will be that it will be live-streamed so that there will be a discussion group time before the movie or after the movie. I can't remember which it is.
One of the things that we didn't discuss, I know has come up in conversation, is that some people have said that this unfairly targets poor people. From my understanding of the fair tax concept, they are allocated funds for their purchases.
Absolutely. Actually, when you parcel it all out, the working poor, comparatively speaking, pay much more to abide by the rules of the IRS than the rich. The rich spend very little of their percentage of their income to abide by the stupid code, and they benefit from it in many different ways. If we instituted the fair tax, we'd bring tons of jobs back to our country. We'd repatriate many millions of trillions of dollars that are parked offshore to protect it from the IRS, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of nonsense that goes on. The argument that we often hear is this is unfair to the poor, but not true, because actually this puts everybody's skin in the game, so to speak. Everybody will be aware of what they're paying at the cash register to support our country, defense of our country, et cetera. Poorer people, if you will, in our society will really have an effective tax rate of zero, whereas the effective tax rate of those in the upper levels who have be spending more money, so you're in total control of it, gives you tons of new freedom that you'll be able to spend, then know how much you're paying in taxes.
One of the things that we hear in our government is that everybody needs to pay their fair share. The thing that I personally like about the concept of the fair tax is that everybody will be paying their fair share.
Well, that's just going back to what I talked about earlier, about hearing about 27 million people who are being trafficked around the world, human trafficking. Their human trafficking is a big deal in the Bay Area, key areas of the world where there's human trafficking going on. If we got money that the tons of money that those folks are spending, they're not paying taxes. They're the crooks. They are the criminals. And if we got that money back into our system, again, I can't give you a figure, but my sense is it would be huge. And would that perhaps be a way to discourage human trafficking? I don't know. Maybe it is. It's a way to fight it. And that's why I say this fair tax thing is not a simple thing. It's not something you can get on a quick fix in a couple 30-second commercial on television, which is the way our society thinks nowadays. It requires a little research if you're interested. But I can tell you from my heart that I feel, as you said, it's fair. It's truly fair. Fair for everybody. Right. And those with tons of money will pay more taxes, technically.
If you want to buy a yacht, you pay for a yacht. If you want to buy a little rowboat, you pay for a rowboat.
If you want to buy a Tesla, you pay for it.
Exactly. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate it.
In the interest of transparency and full disclosure, I am a fan of the Fair Tax Initiative, and at least think it should get time in the public square of debate. For more information, visit fairtax.org. On behalf of the people that help make Radio Magazine possible, this is Jim Henderson with a big thank you for joining us. What were things like in 2004? So close and yet so long ago. Join host Cameron Palmer for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Next, on your hometown station, AM 1710, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week has been brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I joined the club, United AmeriClub from UAB, and it feels great. United AmeriClub checking makes banking easy, and it's a wonderful way for people 60 and better to meet new friends and make memories. We enjoy seminars, special events, and exotic destinations.
United AmeriClub members receive a free checking account with no minimum balance or maintenance fee, a debit card with no annual fee, ATM fee rebates for no-cost access to your money, e-statements to reduce waste and promote security, free online and mobile banking, free bill pay, and more. Just $100 opens your account. To qualify, just maintain a $5,000 balance in any checking, savings account, or money market account.
And United AmeriClub is going places like China and Oregon. We're going to cruise a Mississippi paddle wheeler from Memphis to New Orleans, tour the Queen Mary and LA and more. For me, UAB is simply better banking.
Visit Teresa Adam at United American Bank. With more than 40 years of community banking experience, Teresa is a simply better banker. United American Bank. North Cabrillo Highway next to Burger King in Half Moon Bay. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
This is Chris Minoletti of Bay World Travel. How many times have you or someone you know said, "There are so many places I would like to see if I only had the time and money"? Whether it's an out-of-country trip or just a romantic weekend getaway, Bay World Travel is here to help make it happen. Our family has been serving the travel needs of the Coastside for over 35 years, so we have a vast knowledge of where to go and how to get there. Bay World Travel is committed to the highest level of customer satisfaction because we truly care about our clients and share their passion for travel. Our experienced team of advisors have taken trips around the world to familiarize themselves with points of interest and places to stay. All this to maximize the value our clients gain from traveling with us. Call Bay World Travel today at 726-7345 to set up your appointment with one of our advisors, and we will help you begin to plan the vacation you've always wanted to take.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
2004.
March 2004. Do you remember what you were doing then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review City cuts landmark deal with developer. Settlement allows Pacific Ridge developer to build 63 homes near the Half Moon Bay High School. Delays are largely inevitable in the process of building anything, particularly a large subdivision on the coastside. The saga of the 19-year-old project reached a landmark conclusion last week when the developer reached a deal with the city and the Coastal Commission to build 63 homes. And the Ritz-Carlton wants to pitch a tent. Temporary structure would allow the resort to hold special events for guests, but some neighbors oppose. The resort is proposing to build a 6,000-square-foot structure on its property. Paul Ratchfield, the Ritz GM, says the tent has already been purchased and has pre-booked 8 events thus far. And Coverdale shocked by award. King Coverdale, flanked by his wife Sally, holds back tears while accepting an award for Farmer of the Year 2004. Coverdale, a landscape architect, said he and his wife were both shocked and honored to receive the award. And now for a little news in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Many of you have noticed the large equipment in front of Cameron's Inn. The bike path trail will soon be complete and will make a stop into Cameron's even easier. We'll be waving at joggers and bikers and dog walkers and baby strollers. The coast is such a walker-friendly area with ocean hills and wildflowers, yet the access to stores along the way sometimes can be touchy. That's why we are putting a bike path in so you can just pull on in. The trail now extends nearly throughout all of Half Moon Bay, so when you need to take a pit stop in somewhere, you just pull right in. And why not pull into our place? We'd love to see you at our restaurant and pub. Come on in and wet your whistle. We hope the construction of the trail hasn't been too much of a bother for you, but it should be done soon. We are pleased to contribute to the community and add the newest edition of the Naomi Partridge Trail. We hope to see you soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. It's 2004, and here are some of the stories making news. The European Union goes through a huge expansion as 10 countries are added. The expansion is an important step in the joining the economies of Eastern countries to the Western countries for the first time since the breakup of the Soviet Union. A World Aid report tells of 5 million new cases, while 3 million people die of AIDS. Japan is hit with multiple earthquakes and multiple typhoons, causing major loss of life and major damage to the economy, while Hurricane Charley kills 12 people in Florida after killing 4 in Cuba and 1 in Jamaica. Simultaneous explosions on the rush hour trains in Madrid kill 190 people, and 5 suspects blow themselves up. Facebook is launched as a social networking site, only open to students from Harvard, by creator Mark Zuckerberg. Cost of living snapshot. A gallon of gas is $2.10. Popular films in 2004, The Incredibles, Spider-Man 2, and The Passion of the Christ. In popular music, this country singer was born in Sharon, Kansas. Her first earlier releases stayed at the lower levels of the top 40 charts. But by 2004, she is riding high with this number one hit. Here's Martina McBride, and this one's for the girls.
So me, hold on to you, on to your innocence. Stand your ground when everybody's giving in. This one's for the girls. This is for all you girls about 25. In little apartments, just living on dreams and SpaghettiOs, wondering where your life is gonna go. This one's for the girls who
Our next singer is another crossover artist, starting out on the country charts and then having hits on both country and adult contemporary. She too worked her way up from the lower end of the charts to the top 10 and then several number one hits. This year, she has reached gold status. Here's Shania Twain and Forever and Always.
I can still feel the way you want me when you hold me. I can still hear the words you whispered when you told me. I can stay right here forever in your arms. And there ain't no way I'm letting you go now. And there ain't no way. And there ain't no how I'll never see that day. See your love for me.
What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Mike and Ellen Harding invite you to explore, create, and discover the world of Odyssey. Some are calling it the Disneyland of the Coastside. Odyssey is an interactive retail shop and outdoor garden focused on science, nature, art products, and experiences. Odyssey Outside is their newest activity and adventure garden, hosting rotating events each weekend. The best way to understand the world of Odyssey is to visit their website, odyssey.com. That's ODDYSSEA.com. There you can see a welcome video which gives you a sense of the shop and outside areas. But there is nothing like the hands-on adventure of visiting Odyssey. They are located at 601 Main Street, right on the corner of Main and Miramontes. Phone them at 440-4555. Odyssey. Explore. Create. Discover.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a blog post by Dr. Sean, the Natural Vet. It's about saving money on pet care. One of the goals of using holistic pet care is to decrease the cost of pet care. Because the focus is on disease prevention, costs tend to be less over the life of the pet as illnesses are reduced. Additionally, for pets with chronic medical conditions, once the amount of conventional medications are decreased, costs also tend to decrease. However, there are times when vet visits can be expensive. Pets with serious conditions such as cancer and other immune problems incur expensive treatments. Likewise, acute problems that require a visit to the emergency room are also expensive, especially since a follow-up visit to the vet the next day is often needed to continue diagnostic testing and further treatment. There are ways to decrease the cost of pet care. Here are my tips for how we try to save our clients money on their veterinary expenses. Number one, get pet health insurance. There are many companies, and no one is right for everyone. Since diseases such as cancer can easily cost $10,000 or more, having pet insurance can drastically lower the cost while allowing your pet to get the best care possible. Number two, use Care Credit. This is a credit card for pet care that most people can qualify for after submitting a simple application. Using this Pet Plus insurance allows you to pay $0 out of pocket for your vet visit. Care Credit pays the hospital and you pay Care Credit interest-free once the insurance payment arrives. Number three, practice preventative care. Preventing disease is always less expensive than treatment. In our practice, this means annual visits for pets under 5 years old, and twice yearly visits for pets 5 and over. These visits focus on health and include a full physical examination as well as laboratory testing of the blood, urine, and feces. Experience has shown that many pets that get this level of preventive care often have minor abnormalities on their testing and are easily treated with natural therapies, preventing these minor problems from becoming more serious and expensive issues later in life. Pet Patrol continues in a minute. It's heartbreaking to lose a pet. Kibbles and Gifts offers personalized ID tags, engraved while you wait. Don't wait on this one. When nothing says it quite like a card, remember that Kibbles and Gifts has pet sympathy cards, cards for pet birthdays, and special any occasion card. Pet keychains make a great gift for your pet-loving friends, or how about special picture frames with just the right words to describe your pet? Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come in and browse the store. Kibbles and Gifts is a pet lover's paradise. You can also visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now back to cutting pet care costs. Number 4. Get a second opinion. If your pet has a chronic disease or an undiagnosed problem, getting a second opinion may help cure the problem. A second set of eyes is always helpful. A large amount of time spent by holistic veterinarians involves second opinion cases that often allow a quick resolution of the problem, which saves money on future visits. Number 5. Bundle services. Anytime you can do several services at once, you can save money. In our practice, all pets that are sedated or anesthetized for procedures such as dental cleanings or tumor removals receive a number of additional services, such as an EKG, X-ray to screen for bladder stones and abdominal and chest tumors, medical ear flushing, etc., at a reduced cost, often up to 80% off the normal cost, saving the owner quite a bit of money yet allowing the pet to get the necessary diagnostic testing. Problems that are discovered with these reduced cost procedures are easily and effectively treated before becoming worse and costing more. And number 6, use natural therapies. Natural therapies are usually less expensive than conventional therapies. For example, natural treatment of an ACL injury is much less expensive than knee surgery. Using natural remedies to treat seizures, for example, is much less expensive than using medications, as pets on medication require regular blood and urine testing to detect signs of toxicity from the medications. This testing is not needed for pets treated with natural remedies. These are just some of the different ways we help our clients keep their health care costs to a minimum. Check with your doctor to see how he can help you reduce your pet's cost. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coast side.
I joined the club. United AmeriClub from UAB, and it feels great. United AmeriClub checking makes banking easy, and it's a wonderful way for people 60 and better to meet new friends and make memories. We enjoy seminars, special events, and exotic destinations.
United AmeriClub members receive a free checking account with no minimum balance or maintenance fee, a debit card with no annual fee, ATM fee rebates for no-cost access to your money, e-statements to reduce waste and promote security, free online and mobile banking, free bill pay, and more. Just $100 opens your account. To qualify, just maintain a $5,000 balance in any checking, savings account, or money market account.
And United AmeriClub is going places like China and Oregon. We're going to cruise a Mississippi paddle wheeler from Memphis to New Orleans, tour the Queen Mary and L.A. and more. For me, UAB is simply better banking.
Visit Teresa Adam at United American Bank. With more than 40 years of community banking experience, Teresa is a simply better banker. United American Bank. North Cabrillo Highway next to Burger King in Half Moon Bay. Member FDIC.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, I'm Jan Ogar Andrea. I'm a registered nurse working for the San Mateo County Health System and the EMS Agency. I'd like to speak with you today about heart attack, the importance of knowing the signs and symptoms of heart attack, and, most important, calling 911 right away. So why should you care about heart attack? Nationally, there are approximately 9,000 heart attacks a year, or one every 34 seconds. Heart attack is still the leading cause of death for both men and women. And with heart attack, seconds do count. With the heart, time is muscle. It's important to know the symptoms of heart attack. They're not the same for everyone. The most common symptom is described as pain, discomfort, or sometimes a pressure or a heaviness in the chest, the upper body, shoulders, arms, or even the jaw. This may be accompanied by unexplained sweatiness, shortness of breath, nausea, or dizziness. If you're concerned that you might have a heart attack or that someone you care about might be having a heart attack, don't wait. Call 911 right away. Again, the symptoms are pain, discomfort, pressure or heaviness in the chest, upper body, or arms, sweatiness, nausea, shortness of breath, or dizziness. After a brief commercial break, I'll talk about why it's important to call 911 and the system of care we've developed here in San Mateo County for caring for individuals with heart attack.
Hi, my name is Kathy. I live up in Montera, and I've been on the coastside for almost 30 years. I'm married and have a family. I became a patient of Dr. Shepherd's, I believe, almost as soon as I came to the coastside. Probably about 10 years ago, I looked into having some of my teeth either whitened or replaced. I had noticed that they were chipping away. I am a smiler. I have been my whole life. So I really noticed more and more that when, as I was looking, that some changes were going on. And so I went to Dr. Shepherd, and it transformed me. I just love it. It was an easy process. It was painless. It took a lot less time than I thought it was going to take. It's a decision I have never looked back on. It was a great decision to make.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Hello again. I'm Jan Ogar Andrea from the San Mateo County Health System, the EMS agency, talking to you about heart attack, knowing the signs, and calling 911. So why is it important to call 911? Paramedics will arrive in 7 to 8 minutes. The paramedic can start your evaluation and treatment of heart attack right away, including pain management. Paramedics have the same kind of EKG that's used in the emergency department. They can transmit this EKG to the hospital, alerting them that you'll be coming. Why is there a special system for heart attack? This is because severe heart attacks need specialized care as quickly as possible. Not all hospitals have specialized teams and equipment to care for heart attack quickly. For this reason, the health system, fire departments, Emergency Medical Services Agency, and the Health Systems EMS Agency worked with hospitals together to build a system of care for heart attack. If you call 911, paramedics can start your care, transmit the EKG to the hospital, and alert them that you'll be there and that you're on the way. This speeds your way to recovery from a heart attack. Remember, you are the most important part of this team. Know the signs, discomfort or pain, pressure in the chest, upper body, including the neck, shoulder, or arm, unusual sweating, nausea, shortness of breath, or dizziness. If you or anyone you know has these symptoms, press 911. More information is available on the San Mateo County Health System website at smchealth.org and on our Facebook page, which is linked to the health site. Printed information is available at libraries and at the Senior Center. Again, this is Jan Ogar Andrea, guest host of Keeping Pace with Your Health, and it's been my pleasure to talk with you today. Thank you very much.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Kay with another edition of Coastside Carousel. This week, we will dip into our archives to present encore performances of classical guitarists Richard Patterson and Stephen Passero. Just a reminder that Coastside Carousel is made possible by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron Palmer is always happy to support local Coastside musicians, and you'll be happy when you visit Cameron's. Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn is, well, it's a happy place. Good food, great family environment. No worry about bringing the kids here, Mom and Dad. Cameron's is located just south of downtown on Highway 1. Look for the English red double-decker buses and visit them online at CameronsInn.com. Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, your home away from home. Cameron's proudly supports our featured artists, Richard Patterson and Stephen Passero. Richard has performed and recorded throughout the world. He has worked as a performer, arranger, and composer for the feature film Little Odessa, starring Vanessa Redgrave and Maximilian Schell. Richard received his master's degree in music at San Francisco State. He is head of the guitar department of the College of Notre Dame in Belmont. We will begin with two cuts from Richard's CD, Recuerdos del Sol. They are Castles of the White City and Etude No. 7. And now, Richard Patterson. Thank you. How wonderful. More information about Richard can be found at the Omni Foundation for the Performing Arts. The website is omniconcerts.com. Once again, that is omniconcerts.com. Next up is Coastside favorite Stephen Passero. Stephen has developed a large following bridging his training in classical composition and harmonic technique with easily recognizable popular songs. A prolific recording artist, producer, and performer, Stephen's classical guitar compositions are a thing of beauty. And now, Stephen performing the classic Carmen, followed by How Insensitive. Thank you. We are so blessed to have this amazing talent here on the coast. For further information on Stephen, he can be found at stephenpecero.com. Let me spell that for you. It is stevanpasero.com. And remember, you can always listen to past shows by going to khmbradio.com and clicking on Archived Broadcasts. Then you click on Coastside Carousel. All past shows and artists interviewed are listed there. Until next time, this is Michael Kay, keeping it real.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
Hello, everybody. Jacob Smith here with your Half Moon Bay movie picks. First up is one of the year's most overlooked films, Under the Skin. Scarlett Johansson is cast as a peculiar woman who roams Scotland seducing men as she undertakes a process of self-discovery. Visually stunning, Under the Skin is a slow burn of a movie, tinged with more than a little strangeness. Brilliantly acted by Johansson, who is basically on screen the whole time, the mystery of her unfolds slowly, revealing the essence of her existence and illuminating moments from earlier that previously seemed peculiar and out of place. Staying on the theme of overlooked gems, why not check out the comedy series Peep Show, which can be found on Netflix and Hulu. Produced by Channel 4 in England, Peep Show follows the daily lives of Jeremy and Mark, two 30-something Londoners, muddling through their mundane lives, punctuated by a series of embarrassments, mishaps, and inadvertent successes. Shot in an interesting first-person style that has been often imitated, Peep Show is brilliantly written and well-acted. With a running time of 15 minutes, it's easy to get sucked into the hilarious world of Mark and Jez. There is adult content, so you have been warned. In theaters now is the South African sci-fi flick, Chappie. Directed by Neil Blomkamp of District 9 fame, Chappie is about a robot who becomes sentient and struggles to navigate life torn between his well-meaning creator and a gang of ruthless thugs, featuring the South African rap group Die Antwoord, Hugh Jackman and Sigourney Weaver. Chappie has some plot problems, but can be enjoyed on various levels, and the robot animation is impressive. Finally, if you're looking for a film to take the kids to that an adult can enjoy, Big Hero 6 is still in theatres. Big Hero 6 tells the story of a young boy, Hiro, who bonds with a plus-size inflatable robot as they set out to discover the mystery behind a fatal fire. It's an emotional story that pulls you in and is very believable. While paced, it will keep anyone from the ages of 5 to 75 well entertained. There are your picks for this week. I've been Jacob Smith. Happy watching!